Skagway officials move ahead with negotiations about the future of its healthcare, and Haines is in danger of losing its composting resource. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. The municipality of Skagway voted 4-2 on Thursday to advance negotiations with Search, the region's tribal health organization, to run its medical clinic. It ratified a formal Memorandum of Understanding that opens the clinic's books to the tribal health organization and agreed to a non-disclosure agreement that shields its talks from public scrutiny. Thursday night's assembly meeting got tense as members of the community and elected assembly tried to come to terms with how the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium might help improve health care options in Skagway. Assemblyperson Reba Hilton summed up the current state of affairs at the local government's Dahl Memorial Clinic, which has struggled with high staff turnover and a recent reshuffling of its management.
It's no secret that our clinic is currently in a crisis.
Resident Bob Head told the story of how he got a rapid test for COVID-19 and 3 days later was still waiting for his results to come back.
But you guys have got to get this under control. And I don't care if it's with Search or without Search, but it's got to be dealt with.
But assembly members like Sam Bass argued that now isn't the time to invite an outside group in.
I understand that the clinic may be in crisis at this time, but when you're in a crisis, that's not the time to make life-changing decisions. That's the time to deal with the crisis and then to move forward. I'd like to see us not in crisis when we made this decision.
Assemblyperson Dustin Stone pushed back.
I disagree with statements tonight that there isn't a sense of urgency to this, because there absolutely is. We're in the middle of a global health crisis, and we're turning away patients from our clinic because we can't serve them right now, and that is a problem.
Ultimately, the assembly voted 4-2 to advance a formal memorandum of understanding with Search to continue talks. It also signed a non-disclosure agreement that says it prevents details from the negotiations to be released publicly that could be viewed by a potential competitor. Assembly members Bass and Burnham cast the no votes. The moves pave the way for negotiations to start regarding the future of the Dahl Memorial Clinic. However, no agreement will be final before going in front of voters. Skagway Borough Manager Brad Ryan told KHNS after the meeting that he understands the need for the community to have all the information on hand before making a decision, but also acknowledged there's a deadline to the process.
I know it's only an opinion vote, but still, we don't want an opinion that says we do or don't want it if we don't have enough information to be voting on. So we're in a bit of a time trap on this one.
One of the sticking points, Ryan says, was a misconception that Search was only interested in running the clinic if it could buy the 14th Avenue property.
Do we have to sell it? No. That would be all part of the negotiation. My conversation with Search representatives has been, look, I don't want necessarily to have to sell the buildings. Are you amenable to a long-term lease? And they have said, yes.
With the assembly's ratification of its memorandum, it will provide Search with the clinic's finances and operational plan so that the tribal health provider can design its own proposal for Skagway's clinic. The decision to put an opinion question on the ballot during the upcoming October 5th municipal elections will be made at the next assembly meeting on August 19th. And it remains unclear whether Skagway community members will have all the facts in hand if it's placed on the October ballot. Ryan says he isn't sure.
I can't answer that. My hope is that we would have enough information to educate the community before they had to vote on. I think Search is relatively quick at this, but I haven't been through this before. And so I would be the first one to speak out against it if we didn't have enough information to make that decision.
If the ballot measure is not approved, a special election would be required before any contracts are signed. Haines Composting has been an all-volunteer-driven effort, and the woman spearheading the project is hanging up her shovel and gloves. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
Haynes Compost is the brainchild of volunteer Jenny Reitz. She collected community and business food waste for free and composted it at her home as a community service. It fed her chickens, and she distributed the soil in her garden and some back to the community. But she'll be ending her 3-year run composting in a few weeks.
If you are pushing against something all the time, that's not an invitation to struggle more, right? It's life saying you need to make a change.
That's a loss, says Melissa Aronson, chair of Haynes Friends of Recycling. She says Reitz's contribution was invaluable.
Compost is a really important resource for the community. And throwing things just, you know, in the landfill or using them as cover there is kind of like wallpapering your house with dollar bills. It works, but it's a waste of good resources.
The struggle in this case was single-handedly processing up to 2,000 pounds of compost a week, also as a mother of young children, but it was by choice.
So many people reached out and wanted to offer their help or to volunteer, and I wasn't in a place where I was ready to coordinate volunteers.
Haynes Compost began 3 years ago on Earth Day. Reitz attended a presentation by Lisa Doherty, who runs a small business called Juno Compost. Reitz says she had a compost and chickens already and was inspired to go big.
I mean, if you're not composting at home, then we're taking everything to the landfill, which is expensive and sad, right? It doesn't make sense. So once you start composting, and we already had a home bin, and I was like, this is easy. I could do this 10 times or 100 times.
She put the call out for food waste, and the project grew from there. She built covered bays for winter and erected an electric fence against bears, which she says was very effective. It took a lot of shoveling, but she didn't mind.
You do not have to go to the gym when you compost full time.
But there was one major departure from the Juno compost model. Reitz did not charge anything for her services, which she admits now may have been a mistake. She estimates she composted for at least 50 families and 8 businesses, including Raven's Cafe, Mountain Market, and Olerud's Grocery Store.
Sometimes it didn't feel meaningful, but I kept track the whole time, and it was 220,000 pounds of food scraps diverted, so 110 tons, which is cool.
Now she's looking for an individual or a committed group to pick up where she left off. She says she's offering to train and support whoever would like to take over Haynes Composting before she calls it quits.
So if anyone is listening and feels a call on their heart to coordinate community composting, I have 3 years of experience and a whole bunch of buckets, and I would love to help someone else get started.
The landfill is one option. Others are starting a home compost or worm bin. But a larger community compost is needed, says Melissa Aronson of Haynes Friends of Recycling.
I think Jenny's just suffered from too much success. She's created something that people in the community absolutely needed and wanted, and it just needs to be modified now so that it can be done on a sustainable level.
In the meantime, the sole remaining option for food waste is the Haynes Dump, operated by Community Waste Solutions. There's no longer any charge, but it's not composted. It just gets mixed into the general landfill. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.
Haynes Composting has already closed its community drop-off point. Pickups from Haynes businesses will end September 1st. Jenny Reitz says anyone interested in getting involved can email her at haynescompost@gmail.com. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.